for the good of the people. If we were unified in purpose for the good of the people, we wouldn't have a beer joint, because that nothing in that brings good to the people.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on November 6, 2024, and is titled, Now It Begins. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
And the financial lie they told you back then, there's no extra money, that was just crap. It'd be nice if we were unified in purpose at a thrift shop. Or maybe we can continue now to pray together and acquire a vision. That thing would look more like Macy's than a thrift shop. That we elevate, not minimize. You see, you people will do that. Because you're in one accord. You're one heart. You're one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. You see, that's what's wrong with the false narrative of the tithing message, is it's a minimal message. It's 10% of everything you got, and then you still got to decide if you're going to do it on the gross or the net. And it's just a false narrative. Everything you own should be at the discretion of God. And when God calls on me as an individual, I should be ready to serve and ready to give. But the cool part about this little deal is when God calls on people to put in the pile here, it becomes a burden to no one. Robin and I are never burdened by the financial situation here because of the generosity, and there's never a monetary coercion speech of any kind. We had a large amount of money show up on in our mailbox today for Mule Shoe Fellowship. Huge. It happens all the time. You know why? Because God tells people to give here and they give here. I don't tell people to give here. God tells people. If the Holy Spirit's ruling your life, He's ruling your wallet. I don't have to jack with it. But when it gets here, now we're the distribution center. Just like this. They had all things in common, and with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the grace was upon them all, nor was there anyone around them who lacked, for all who were possessors of lands and houses sold them, brought them to the proceeds of the things that were sold, laid them at the apostles' feet, and they were distributed as anyone had need. It just piles up. And so all of a sudden, when a guy walks over to your roping arena on a Monday night and says, hey, be praying about a building for the food pantry. I said, what kind would you like? Well, a metal building with a roll-up door in the middle would be nice so we could get the pallet dolly in and out of there. That would be really good. And before the sun came up the next Tuesday morning, y'all owned that building across the street, a metal building with a roll-up door in the middle of it. Yeah, heat and air. Heat and air. It's nice. It's nice. Thank God we have people in our fellowship who can take things that ain't nice and make them nice. Like this little shed we hang out in. And so all of a sudden, we're now the proud owners of a building that's got a thrift shop. I think we'll rename it Macy's Mule Shoe. Macy's and Mule Shoe. Isn't that cool? Well, Marie, I hope you're happy to have us, because we're happy to have you. Okay, good. So also in the midst of all that, Robin's the head of the Child Welfare Board. And so got a phone call the other day from Lubbock about a Honduran family. Isn't that right? Or I know. What was the first one? Where are they from? Okay, anyhow, little kids, they ain't got no coats, no stuff. And Mule Shoe Fellowship has for a long time been the first number on speed dial if there's a need. We take that as a compliment. So we deal with that and talk about that, and we begin to have the conversation about it's coming wintertime, and I wonder how many little families are finding themselves homeless now or finding themselves in trouble, in lack. And last night, we get a call from the police station, and they found a little mama from Honduras with seven little ducklings, seven of them, 14 on down. She's about this tall, and they've been living in the park for a week. Oh, just there yesterday. That's another lady in the park for a week. But they were in the park. Had no place to go. It got chilly last night. Really chilly. So, we go and just do what we do. That's what we do. We got them a place to stay and got them put up here for a few days. She's got a tremendous gift. I mean, her spiritual gift is extravagant shopping. Hey, we're in that room there last night and meeting them, and with the language barrier was really a barrier. It was like a roadblock, and we're muddling through it. And me and my Spanish, boy, it's good. And I learned mine in a feed yard 40 years ago, so that works really good. And so anyhow, we're going through there, and here in a minute, we've put some groceries in the little refrigerator, and we've done. Robin, she's done got them standing there pulling her shoes off, and she's got her phone out, and she's taking notes of all the shoe sizes and the shirt sizes and the different things and all the little kids. And I'm standing there looking at two little boys. There, one of them's seven and one of them's eight. They got the honest little old grin on their face, and they're just perfect gentlemen. Their eyes are this big around. And I just want to sack them up. I can't stand it. I mean, I'm just about toast. I just want to sack them up and take them to the house. They just want to go back to Honduras. Now, I'm just guessing here, but I think we've got a huge problem on our hands. I think there's a lot of people in our country today that were harvested by Americans. I think they were coerced into being here. She was in, they were okay. They'd been here for a while, but her husband got a DUI. It's easy to get one in Mule Shoe because we have the thirsty mule. We have Allsup's. We have United. We have the cartel. Yeah. I'm not going to keep it a secret, and I don't give a crud about anybody's feelings. He got drunk and got deported. And here she sits. Now, church, what do you do with that? And if you'll times that times 5 million, what do you do with that? What do you do with that? We all voted and we all did really good and rah, rah, go team. I'm praying today that Donald J. Trump has a good, solid plan for an exit strategy, because right now it's kind of a dead end. And who's going to rise to the occasion? Because I'm pretty certain in this town when they got to our phone number, that was a really, really short list. History would tell us it's a really, really short list. Because if you're a well-to-do white guy on your way to heaven, And you've checked every box every week since Moby Dick was a minnow. You still may not have the heart for this. And you may not be ready because the tribe you've been hanging out is not in one accord when it comes to situations like these. And this is real. And they're humans. They have a heart and a mind and a soul. They're not hidden, they're not forgotten by the God of all creation. They're known. And whatever you do for the least one of these of mine, you have therefore done for me, according to Matthew 25. But the worst side of that equation is whatever you have not done, therefore you have not done for me. Do you know that Jesus never told you to do this for him? If Jesus told you to do this for him, I want you to show me chapter and verse. No, this will help us to do what we need to do. But it's this pattern that prepared us. The reason I'm telling you this tonight is because we've been given a great opportunity. I believe God has relented. It won't surprise me when natural disasters seem to subside. It won't surprise me. I hope I'm really surprised when I see the church in America rising to the occasion. Or maybe just the church in Mushu rising to the occasion. Where Christians become unified in purpose. Where we're intentional about the least of these. We're intentional about the battlefield of our neighbors. We're intentional about the things that need to be done and the things that need to be taken care of. And we're ready to do so because we're not just a community here on the other side of that camera. There's an army on the other side of that camera. That's what we are more than a community. We're an army. If one of us is sick, we'll lay hands on you and you get over it. And so we can get back in the fight. Let's go. But there's a community out here. And a lot of them are here. They don't know why they're here. They don't know what they're supposed to do while they're here. I'm pretty sure when we get ready to take some home, we won't have to round them up because I think there's going to be quite a few of them that are going to be standing there going, hey, if you've got a one-way ticket back to my house, I'd like to do that. This did not work out. This was not like you said. Just a sneaking hunch. So tonight, I wanted two things. First of all, I want to thank you all for enduring me through all this political time. Give you a warning, we're not done. I'm not going to quit. I want to thank y'all and all of you on the other side of that camera for your extreme generosity that comes only by the leading of the Holy Spirit because we don't do anything to coerce. I want to thank y'all for allowing us to be really, really old school. Where we do it like this. So that when opportunities come, we're ready. When opportunities come, the call comes, you step up to the plate and you're ready. I'm not called to evangelize anywhere but on our soil at this moment. And I'm not called to do anything other than on our soil at this moment. That's my spot. If you need another guy for somewhere else, there are guys everywhere who are called to do a lot of things. I'm called for right here, right now. And if you're in that same mindset, same soul and heart, you're in the right spot. And together, we can do amazingly and above anything any man could hope for or expect. Above and beyond. Because God will fight our enemies. God will give us a pattern for success. God will give us one mind. We get in one accord, unified in purpose, and we'll do a lot of good. I think Christians are supposed to do a lot of good. Don't y'all? We need to do a lot of good, not a little good. We need to do a lot of good. And the least of these, I'm thankful for the opportunities I've had this week, because I was turning into a grumpy old white guy. True story. I bet I ain't the only one that got there. Get fed up with a lot of stuff. But boy, when you see little kids that don't even know what town they're in, standing around cold in a t-shirt on 1 ounce of groceries. Huh. I probably ought to get off my high horse. I probably ought to quit thinking so highly of myself. And I probably ought to just do something good and do it for somebody else. And I'm surrounded by a bunch of people that think exactly the same way. We're in one accord. Isn't that cool? I don't have anything else for tonight. That's my welcome back Trump speech tonight. I do know this. Every good thing we need to do, that man will create a pathway for it. He will create a pathway for every good thing that we need to do. So the door's open and God has blessed us and God has relented. He's still standing at the door to ward off our enemies and to keep the destroyer held off. But he won't put up with our complacency or apathy or our just pure stupidity and laziness. He will not put up with it. Today's the day. So, that's all I got. Let me pray and we'll be done. Lord, I want to thank you tonight for your word. I thank you, Lord, for the task that's in front of us. Lord, that we serve you, Jesus, by serving our fellow man. So, Lord, tonight we pray over the least of these, and we pray over the situation in our country. There's many here, Lord, who really don't have anything. There's many who have a lot of needs, and they're in bad situations. And Lord, I pray that your people will rise up. And Lord, I pray that if there's a good way for these people to go home. That Lord, if they've been lied to, they've been duped, whatever it is, Lord, let's set the record straight. More than anything, I'd pray that they'd come to know you, Jesus. They come to know you, Jesus. And tonight, Lord, I pray for our neighbors in New Mexico. Lord, if you bump into the devil next day or two, you tell him we're coming. Because we know you're coming with us. We're going to set the captives free. We're going to have another Passover right there in New Mexico. So, Lord, we thank you. We give you all the praise tonight. Thank you for our new president. Thank you for the things to come. Just thank you for Bobby Kennedy, Elon, everybody who's got a say in this. JD, oh Lord, I hope he's like he looks like he is, Lord. I like that guy. And I'm hoping you do too. So Lord, we just, we pray for our country and we give you thanks tonight, Jesus. It's a good day. It's a good day in the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.